He instituted 100% quality control. Every razor is checked. Finally, he decided that the shaver costs the consumer too much, so he drastically reduced its price tag. And then he promoted it with an advertising campaign that was soon to triple the size of the previous budget and feature you-know-who on every box, in every commercial, and in every corner of the globe.
Bonjour, ce Remington microscreen m'a rasé d'aussi près qu'une lame. Je l'ai tellement aimé que j'ai acheté la société.
Remington microscreen costa veramente poco. La società mia costata naturalmente molto di più.
La Remington microscreen le ha fatta tan ras come un'ojilla o le devolveré su dinero.
I was so impressed, I bought the company.
Johnny Carson was so impressed, he did his own commercial.
My wife was so impressed, she advised me to buy this company. And I did. And my company went bankrupt. So I took the old straight razor I used to use and slit my wife's throat. Now they're taking me to prison. And you know what? If I like the prison, I might just buy it.
Funny? Sure. But what Khayyam did just after he bought Remington was no laughing matter. He fired 70 executives at a savings of $2 million, and since then, only one of those executives has been replaced.
I would imagine there's some people who would say that this guy comes into this company, in a week or two, fires 70 people. This is some ruthless...
When a lifeboat's sinking, and you have too many people in the boat, you have to throw somebody overboard. And we threw over the people who couldn't row the oars. They were sitting there and in the front of the boat and the back of the boat enjoying themselves. They were all these thinkers and theorists.
What about things like company perks? Did you do anything about that?
I eliminated them. We're one of the few companies in the world that don't give company cars. There wasn't a company car in the United States that paid for, other than salesmen who are out driving around, but no executives. I don't have a company car, it's my own car.
When you fly, do you fly first class with all the trimmings?
The back of the plane arrives at the same time as the front end, so that we all fly tourist, including me.
Well, we're delighted to be here. It's the end of our fiscal year, and I just took another long trip. It's gone a month to the Far East. And I thought it was appropriate if I tell you how we stand.
Although Victor Khayyam runs a tight ship, he'll spend money in ways other corporations would find different, if not downright unusual. He stops his production line at least four times a year to deliver a status report to the workers. The cost to Remington? $10,000 for each 15 minutes of downtime. Worth it, says Khayyam, because you can't turn out a good product if the people who make it don't have a stake in its success.
Made in USA, as far as we're concerned, is a symbol that we will maintain and continue, because you have shown that we can meet and outproduce anyone in the world. And everywhere I go around the world, they say you make the best quality product that we have ever had. And I want to express my thanks.
If the workers we talked to were any indication, morale at Remington is very high. Try to find out why, and you keep getting the same two-word answer. Victor Khayyam.
When you see an owner, you know, working so hard, you figure, well, if he works hard, why can't I? So you try harder and harder, and that's what I've been doing on my job, on my part.
I'm only a new employee, but I find this place very warm and like a family atmosphere compared to where I worked before. You never, never see a president come down, shake your hand, take the time to talk to you, ask how everything is. In all the years that I worked, I've never come across anything like this.
I think it's a lot to do with respect. If you have a lot of respect for the owner, you're going to have a lot of respect for your work.
Respect, pride in your work. To Victor Khayyam, there is nothing more important. And he worries that American business no longer embraces this ideal, that indeed, it has been exported to Japan.
An employee in Japan, a worker, doesn't work just for himself. He works for three people. He works for himself, he works for his company, and he works for his country. because there is a national work ethic of survival in Japan. There is an organization in Japan called MITI, the Ministry of International Trade and Industry. They pick an industry that they say we can penetrate worldwide, and it's big enough for us. Then they go to a company and say, we can arrange low-cost loans for you if you will go into that business. And that company, the bank, and MITI is a government agency, work together. What have they done? They've taken over TV, they've taken over automobiles, they've taken over stereo, they've taken over watches, and this is a coordinated policy.
Victor Kiam's admiration for the Japanese has not prevented him from competing with them. True to form, he's doing it in a way that most corporations would probably consider suicidal. When it seems that virtually everything electronic, digital, or rechargeable nowadays is made in Japan, even including electric shavers, Kiam is actually selling his Made in America shaver over there. At Tokyo's Mitsukoshi department store, the Remington display is marked by colors that would warm a patriot's heart. And looking down benevolently on it all is the company's true life version of Uncle Sam, Uncle Victor. Today, he is there in person, pitching a sales promotion scheme that is strictly made in the USA.
Well, we give a dollar.
Okay, well, is it for the monitoring or testing?
For testing. Come on in and try the shaver, and we give you a dollar.
Although the Japanese do buy 6 million shavers a year, many corporations wouldn't understand why Remington bothers with the Japanese market. To Americans, it remains an elusive society whose fascination for the modern is combined with a reverence for the old. Tradition makes it tough for Western companies to move goods effectively here. The life is less insistent, the sell is somewhat softer, and the path to profitability is roadblocked by middlemen and the government. Victor Kiam knows all that, but persists anyway, even though he's currently losing money on his Japanese operation. Why? He sees it almost as an obligation.
They have taken almost all of our technology. It's our technology they're using, and transformed that into a national ethic. And what we've got to do is exactly the same thing. You know, if we keep going the way we are, we're going to have a service society here. You and I will be sitting here 20 years from now selling each other insurance. But nobody will be making anything because we'll be too lazy.
Laziness is not something 56-year-old Victor Kiam will ever be accused of. He worked his way up the corporate ladder with the same zeal he climbed the tennis ladder to become a ranked player. Kiam now competes on the national father and son circuit with his son, Tori, who was John McEnroe's doubles partner in high school. After running a division of International Latex and having the top job at Benross Watch, Kiam acquired Remington in 1979 for $25 million, most of which was put up by the banks who were betting on his proven track record. The loan is now paid off. Does American business have anything to learn from Victor Kiam's maverick ways? That was a question we took to the Harvard Business School, where Professor Thomas Bonoma is preparing a case study on Remington. Although Bonoma is impressed with Kiam's achievements, he doubts his style of management can be exported easily to other corporations.
The very factors which lead to his success and ability to turn this ship totally around, to go from 20% of the market to very nearly 40 in 4 years, those very factors might be the things that would get in his way in a company 20 or 30 times Remington size. How do you teach in people who aren't by nature like that how to be flamboyant? Would Vic work as well in a $1.2 billion company rather than a $100 million company? I don't know, and I think we have to ask ourselves, as managers, as whatever, is this unique style teachable, or is it just something Vic was lucky enough or burdened enough to be born with, and very suited to a company the size Remington is in the markets it's in at this point in time?
If you had the chance to talk to the head of a major corporation, The people who run the General Motors and other such companies. What would you say to them?
We've got to get together and talk together, and that's what Mr. Khayyam does with us.
He believes in us just as much as we believe in him. And he does his advertising by himself. He doesn't have to hire a sports figure or somebody else that is well known. He gets up before those cameras in his bathrobe. He sells everybody on that product.
Mushy, gonna rummage and save a day.
And everybody means everybody. This commercial will be shown in Japan, and Victor Khayyam is determined to get it right.
Konnichiwa, watashi wa Kanoremikin microscreen shaver ga. That mashita was bad.
That was eight.
Konnichiwa, watashi wa Kanoremikin microscreen shaver ga.
19.
Kaishiwa ga. Konnichiwa, konnichiwa, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, watashi wa Kanoremikin microscreen shaver ga tahen kiniiri kaishiwa kaitori mashita.
I want to export our product to the world, and the only way to do it is to generate within the company a drive of accomplishment. It's the pride that you take in having accomplished something. So sure, I'm proud. I'm proud that we're able to survive, and not only survive, to grow, and not only to grow, but to expand overseas, like into Japan. As a matter of fact, I just said, we have to put on our package by law, made in USA. I just said, why don't we put on there, proudly made in USA.